Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
We thank you for causing us to come together as a family once again. Lord, we commit our gathering here into your care. And we pray that let our gathering be meaningful. And let the preaching of your word help us. Holy Spirit, we say, come and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, take your seat. You are welcome to church. Today is Sit March, Independence Day. Many people are not here because they have gone to March. All right, but we are still here in church. Clap for yourselves for coming. Your clapping is not good at all. In this month of March, in our second service, I'll be preaching about snakes or serpent. Everybody says serpent. Serpent is one of the reptiles. Okay. Is it a reptile? Right. So if you go to school, even though it's an animal, but it's a type of animal, which is called a reptile. And they are mentioned in the Bible. And the fact that they are mentioned in the Bible, it means that they have a lesson to tell us, or there is something we must learn from serpents. All right. We would like to use the word serpent rather than snake. Okay. Now, they are very important reptiles. A lot of things are mentioned. We have ants, we have doves, lions are mentioned in the Bible. A lot of other animals are mentioned in the Bible. But I want to know what it is about serpent. There is something Jesus said about them. And all the time I tell you that if Jesus says something, then it must be something that we must take seriously. Do you understand? If it is Jesus who said it, okay, then we must take it seriously. Look for Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 for me. All right. So we want to find out what Jesus said about serpents. I'm not saying give me our God is healer. I said give me Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Whoever is there should do it quickly. We are closing in a very short time. You mind if it is not working, please make sure it works for me quickly. Matthew 10, verse 16. Give me King James, not NLT. I want King James version. How many of you want to know what Jesus said about serpents? King James, please. Behold, if you have a very good Bible, you see that this thing that we are reading, it is in red. I mean, your own is in red. Okay. Whose own is also in red? Kela, yours is in red. Abena, yours is in red. Mr. Hun, your own is in red. The rest of you, what are you using? Behold. Everybody say, behold. Let's all read together. One go on the screen. One go. Wait. I said all of us. All of us. And read to disturb your neighbor. Apart from yourself. One go. Can we all read it again? One go. If we pay school fees for you, Read it loudly. One, go. So, Jesus is saying that, behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. This particular statement alone can take us for the whole year. There is nothing in this world, let me tell you, including your mother's phone. There is nothing in this world that is meant. Oh, we are not wearing our this thing. Hey, what's that? Oh, conference then, yeah, no. The conference is in April. So you don't wear your shirt now. How many of you have got your favorite child conference t-shirt? Almost all of us. But you don't wear it now. Do you understand? When you go, or you'll be wearing it to Saturday classes. And then I'll sue Beshe say, Ebe Fatawana. Thank you. There is nothing. Hey, sit down. This is what you do and you don't understand mass. When they are teaching mass, you are going to toilet up and down, up and down. Don't stand up till I say stand up. Is that clear? Yes, I'm saying that there is nothing in this world that is supposed to advance your Christianity. Everything in this world is meant to make you carnal. Everything in this world is meant to make you unspiritual. Everything in this world, including your television, is meant to make you a weed smoker. Everything in this world is supposed to turn you into a landlord. It's supposed to turn you into a prostitute. So Jesus is saying that I am sending you forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. When I get to heaven and I see Jesus, I will ask him why. Do you understand? It's like, as you are sitting down here, I am sending this boy to Ukraine. How many of you know what is happening in Ukraine now? Do you understand? I am saying that I want pure water to drink. The type of pure water I'm looking for is in Ukraine. He should go and get it for me. This is what the first statement is saying. Behold, I am sending you forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. You are in the midst of wolves. Oh, I'm not preaching well. I think I have to explain. But today's independence, we are saluting the flag. There is something in this world which is called a wolf. There are people in this world who have made themselves into what we call wolves. And Bible says that he is sending you. Not he sent. They've sent you already. You are here. You are already here. They've sent, as I'm speaking, this boy is in Ukraine already. He's there. So behold, give me Message Bible. Message. I will come back here. I want to see the first statement in Message Bible. Quickly. Don't be naive. This word you impunch and no. Give me another version. Let's see. Some people. Yeah. Yes. Stay alert. This is called Message. Stay alert. Everybody tell your neighbor, stay alert. Therefore, I can't preach to you. You are too dull. Stay alert. It is hazardous work I am assigning you. Hazardous work. This is Jesus talking to you. It is hazardous work I am assigning you. You are going to be like a sheep running through a wolf pack. So don't call attention to yourselves. Don't call attention to yourself. Yeah. Probably if you are in Ukraine right now and some soldiers come and catch you, you tell them, please, I'm from Russia. They will not kill you. Do you know if you tell them you are from Russia, they will not kill you. Uh-huh. But if you go and stand in front of the soldiers and tell them, me, I'm from Ukraine. If you have put the flag on your forehead, you are calling attention to yourself. This is what the scripture is saying. Do you understand? And why will you be sent to a war zone area like that? Go back to King James for me. Why would somebody send you? Look at this little girl sitting down here. Why would somebody send you or somebody give you a hazardous work? I say verse 15, verse 16. But he said, even though I have sent you, you see, the unfortunate thing is that you have been sent already. You are already there. You are already in the world. The moment you have arrived in this world, do you understand? You have been sent. So as you have come, what must you do? Because you can't go back. You are already in Ukraine. You can't go back. So what must you do? You have to call the government to come and pick you. The government has sent you. They are not coming to pick you. So Jesus is saying that so that you are not killed. So that you don't attract attention. So that you don't call attention. He gives you something to say that be ye wise as serpents. Be ye wise as what? Yeah. Another word for serpent is a snake. And harmless as doves. Am I preaching already? Is understanding coming? Yeah. Be wise. So we are taking the first statement. Be ye wise as serpent. You must be wise. You cannot walk in this world as a fool. You cannot walk in this world as a foolish girl. No, 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 no. You cannot walk in this life as a foolish boy. Be ye wise as serpent. Tell your neighbor, be ye wise. Oh. Tell your neighbor, be ye wise as serpent. Tell another friend, be ye wise as serpent. Now what it means is that what Jesus is trying to tell us that if there is somebody who is wise, if there is somebody who is intelligent, it's a snake. Snake is wise. But I'm sure that everybody sitting down here have seen a snake before. Lift up your hand if you have seen a snake before. You have seen a snake. Mr. You've never seen a snake before. Wow. Put your hand up. Who has never seen a snake before? Even on TV, you have not seen snake before. At your age. Hey! Okay, let me pray to those who have seen snake before. Because I can't explain snake to you. Oh, he said he has not seen it. He's in church. He said he has not seen snake before. What class? Form 2. JHS 2. You've never seen snake before. This is one of the wonders in the world. Yeah. But those of us who have seen snake before, even if it is a baby snake, do you understand? You will run away. Everybody here have a proper respect for snake. Nobody here fears a goat. Nobody. If you can chase a goat out. Two of us. You can take snake, a stick, and hit a cow. It won't do anything to you. Cow. If you see the Fulani boys, usually the people who lead the cow, the small boy be. Is hitting them with stick. Cow and snake. Which is bigger? Cow. In this body, I'm not sure they've seen snake before. Yeah. But I want to tell you that snake is a dangerous animal. Nobody likes to see snake. If a snake enters this room right now, some of you will pass through these windows. Some of you. Some of you pass through the ceiling here because everybody, when I say everybody, everybody knows. Hey, don't sit like a fool. Sit well. Be ye wise as serpent. Are you still here? Yeah. So you ask yourself, what makes snakes fearful? Why are people afraid of snake? Yeah. Most snakes are poisonous. And they have something in them called a venom. The venom of a snake can kill a whole village. Yes. One day there was a tree, a coconut tree. Do you understand? When we're growing up, a coconut tree is there. It has never bore fruit before. All the leaves were dried up, but it was still standing. So we asked why this particular coconut tree has not bore fruit before. And we're told that one day there was a snake around, and the boys were trying to kill the snake. Do you understand? So in an attempt to kill the snake, one of them, the snake was still alive, and one of them cut the head, and the head jumped and stuck to the coconut tree. That was it. Yes. So if your parents who drive, they tell them that when you see a snake, don't drive over the snake. Either you allow it to pass. Do you understand? You don't drive over a snake. Otherwise, you won't be happy. The snake will find a way and come and meet you in the car. Snakes are very dangerous animals. If I tell you about snakes, you will never want to meet a snake again. But these snakes, because somebody just came and ran away. Don't mind them. But these snakes, they don't have legs. They don't have hands. They are very handicapped. They walk or they move on their bellies. Do you understand? But they are one of the dangerous animals in this world. If you know, you know, come, go. Okay? Go. Are you still here what I'm trying to tell you? Yeah. Now, the reason snakes are very fearful is that they have mastered every strength they have. I'm about to close. Now you are understanding the message. Snakes are fearful because they have mastered every strength they have. So their strength are more than their weaknesses. Even snakes, they can't hear properly. Yes, they only pick vibrations. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They can't hear properly. They can't even see properly. If you go and read about snakes, just go to Google and read about snakes. You see. Yeah. But the problem is that, or the good news is that, whatever strength they have, do you understand? They have mastered their strength. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Now, the reason why some teams always win the football match is that they have mastered their strength. Oh, we don't have a good defense, but striking here. So they will master striking. Some people too, they can't strike, but you cannot score them because they have mastered their defense. You cannot pass by the last defender. You cannot. So the match will end up being goalless draw. They can't score, but they will also not allow you to score them. So snakes have told themselves that, look, we have a lot of weaknesses. The few strength that we have, let us master our strength.
Behind some other that he say, let us master our strength. Let me tell you. If you are here, you see, sometimes we tell you go to school. How many subjects are you learning? 12. You do 12 subjects? 10. 9. 12. Don't worry. People even do 13. You do 13. Lawyers, you do 13. Plus P, 13. Without P, 13. Kayla, how many do you do? 10. Grace, how many subjects do you do? 10. You do 10. How many subjects? You do 10. Who else? Who does 11 subjects? You do 11. Who does 12? You do 12. No problem. Now, all these subjects, you will realize that not all the subjects you are good at. True of us. Yeah. If you like math, you may not like French. If you like French, you may not like social studies. There is always a particular subject or two that you don't like. But I want to give you one wisdom as I close you. Learn to master. Look, if you know that you cannot be first in French here, but you know mass is your strength, master mass and chop first in maths. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? That will make you a good student. So snakes have this wisdom, and the wisdom is that if I cannot do this, but this is what I can do, then I will master myself. I will advance in my strength. You must all learn to advance in your strength. Your strength is dancing. Master dancing. Your strength is singing. Be like a snake. Do you understand? And advance in the singing. Oh, do you understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. If you go to those of you in GSS, you see that the friend teacher, he doesn't teach mass. Sometimes they just come and teach only French, the whole school, only one French teacher. He only teaches French. If you even ask him question in English, he will look into your nose. Doesn't understand anything. Yeah. And you see that the one who teaches mass, do you understand? That particular teacher, he may find it difficult to even teach English. So there's a mass teacher. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? So, as a human being, as a young person growing up, you may not be good at everything. But the few things you are good at, you must learn to master. Today, let's look at what snakes are good at. And we'll learn one of them. Number one. Okay, there'll be many things I'll be sharing with you that snakes are good about. Today, I want us to do what we call masters. Snake are masters of inner power. Everybody say masters of inner power. Masters. At that point, why are you not talking? Or you are afraid? Say masters of inner power. Yeah. Mark chapter 7, verse 20 to 23. Mark 7, 20 to 23. Snakes have what we call inner power. And he said to them, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. That which, that's what, cometh out of the mouth. That which comes out of your mouth. 21. I don't want to be wasting time on one thing. Please. Those are the control room, please. For from within, out of the heart of men, what is in your heart? That thing that is in your heart is your inner power. That thing that is in your mouth, that thing that is in your heart is your inner power. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceeded evil thoughts. You see, some people in their heart, they have negative things. Evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. What again? Theft. Those people who steal is from their heart. Covetousness. Wickedness. When you see somebody who is wicked, yeah. Wicked. They have done soup. The whole everybody will go and eat. You go and spit inside. Wicked. Deceit. You can look at your mother's face like this and tell her lies. My is this school fees no more to move. She to me the 10 cities account. And your mother will give you lasciviousness, an evil eye. People have evil. All these things are from within. And Bible said that the things that are from within, they are the things that will spoil you. They are the things that will defile you. An evil eye. Every day you are jealous of somebody. Somebody wears a new shoe, no, you start getting rashes. Hey! Blasphemy. Blasphemy. You speak against holy things. You are watching TV. A certain pastor has prayed for somebody. The person has said, oh, this one, there's medicine. He came to collect the medicine from you. Blasphemy. Next one is what? Pride. I almost swore. That is from the heart. We see proud people. Nobody can talk for them to respond. Very proud. Because their father has quibaro. Very proud. Nobody can control a proud person. Nobody can advise a proud child. I don't know what you are proud about. But you see, all these things, they are from the heart. Foolishness. That one there you can relate. Solomon said in Proverbs that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. Foolishness. This is foolishness. This is the child's heart. They put glue here. They put glue here and they put it together. So you see, the only thing that can take the foolishness away is what we call the rod of correction. That is why when you are there and they are not beating you, your foolishness is still there. If you are there and they are not correcting you, nobody is shouting, sit down. Foolish boy, sit down. If you can't hear something like that, your foolishness will remain with you and you grow up with gray hair. Yeah. Fools also grow old. They can't advise you. When they correct you, then you frown your face. Squeeze your face. Yeah. Nobody can talk to you to listen. Why? Because that thing is in the heart. You see, and be careful when things are in. When things are in the heart, you cannot see it. Even you yourself, you don't even know it's in your heart. 23 said that. He said, all these evil things come from within. They come from where? They come from where? Hey, Emanuela. Yeah, but where now? No vortex, sir. Hey, why are you? Hey, Ella, you have prospered. Solo, how are you? Last week, I didn't see you. Where did you go? You have traveled. Okay. As for the guns, when they traveled here, they've gone to La Paz. And defile the man. Now, there are things in you that can spoil you. And there are things in you that can make you a proper child. Do you understand? So snakes have seen that, look, this thing, We need to master our inner power. God has given all of us what we call inner power. A snake, when if a lion spit on you, it doesn't mean anything. If a fowl spit on you, it don't kill you. Do you understand? But when a snake spits on you, how many of you have been seeing them? Yeah. So when they open their mouth, you can see the teeth. Two up, two down. Yeah. Yeah. If you see python, when they stand up like this and they do like this, see that, yes, snake is in town. It has arrived on the seat match like this. Like this. I don't know if you have seen it before. Sure, but you have. If you have television at home, you've seen it before. The people who have television, they say they've not seen it before. Yeah. Yeah. Just one saliva. Everybody says one saliva. It can kill a whole village. So snakes say that, look, we don't have legs to run. We also don't have the eyes we have. We can't see. We can't hear properly. We don't have hands. We don't have legs. What we have is what is in us. Our saliva is powerful. We are going to develop our saliva and we'll be masters. If they say everybody should bring their saliva and we send our own, they will know that there is power in our saliva. Yeah. So we call it masters of inner power. Everybody say masters of inner power. Say masters of inner power. Yeah. To be wise, to be wise as a serpent, you must seriously work on what is within you. Okay? There is something that is within you. There is something God has put inside of you. I'm about to close because today is Independence Day. Yeah. And today too, I'm cutting cake for my son. He's doing his first birthday. He has a very beautiful cake. Those of you that when it's your birthday, you send it to your school. Your teacher will go and eat your and drink. Then they'll lash you on top. You come and look into my nose and you tell them that me, I should pray for you. Go to your teacher, he'll pray for you. Offer, wear your slippers and sit up. Okay. Be wise as serpent. Sit up, sit up. Be wise. Huh? I know there. If somebody is doing something bad, no. Be wise as serpent. It's that way of telling the person that you are fooling. You are fooling. Stop fooling. So instead of saying, if you say stop fooling, they will say you are insulting them. So it's like, be wise. Everybody say, be wise as serpent. Yeah. If you don't know, you don't know. Charlie, what we are doing, be wise. Oh. Be wise. If you say be wise, say be wise as serpent. Be wise as serpent. Tell another neighbor, be wise as serpent. Yeah. Your brother wants to steal. You have caught him. Say, be wise. Be wise as serpent. You just walk around. Wise. Your mother has sent you. You have frowned your face. Then you've met them. Hey, you have frowned your face. Be wise as serpent. Oh. Be wise. Right now, dear. You, be wise. I said, your family members are saying, be wise. What is it? Are we in your house? Your sisters are saying, be wise. They are saying, do we stay in the house with you? Yeah. You can develop your inner power by investing in your spirit. Do you understand? The inner power you have, Ishira, the inner power you have, you can develop it. Okay, you can develop. How do you develop the inner power? By investing into your spirit. You see, already, we've been told that we have been sent as sheep among wolves. So already, your life is in danger. God, one of the wolves is looking at you. You see, that's why
That's why, you see, some of you girls, when I see you working with some men at the adult church, then I'm alert. Do you understand? Because as we are moving, it's sheep moving and wolf. Oh, that's not what I'm trying to say. Oh, he's like my uncle. Then they buy you, I would say he's my uncle. Then they buy you fan eyes and spring rose. Where we? But see, where we? Yeah. So when I see you, and I say, be careful. Be careful. I am trying to tell you that be wise as serpent. Hey. One day, there was a guy in my church, this church, and a boy. You see, you say I'm talking about a girl, but this one is a boy. I've seen him. He with another girl, the two of them were in my church here. And I've been seeing him with some guy be here. He be moving. You see, when you see a boy and a boy, it doesn't mean anything to you. True of us. I mean, when I see a boy and a boy, and I see again, and I see another scene, I can tell what it is. So I called the boy, and I said, what is going on? He said, oh, that thing is going on. He said, and that boy is happy. Anytime there's dancing stars here, see that he's happy, go and join. Even if I've not told them to go and join, he'll go and join. He's working for the Lord all day long. I tell him, be careful. Jesus, when I say, don't join this thing, you will say, I'm against the work of God. But me, I'm a pastor, I'm a reverend, but you are not a reverend. Everybody say, later. I was caught. What is the problem? The man that this boy has been following there, boyfriend, they are homosexual partners. Yeah. The boy there has been pushing his penis into the boy's anus. It's not Nigerian movie they say. Oh. It's not they say. I'm saying the boy was my church member. As he used to dance, he de be chale. So as he's shaking the bottle, the man has been saying, wow, what the bottles. When I went into the matter, sana, the boy had been sending him to KFC. Yeah. My church member, safe church, a boy who sit there and I preach to him, safe church. 12, 13 year old boy. Yeah. In this church. Not Santa Maria. Sotum Cathedral. Yeah. So sometimes when you are being spoken to, do you understand? Yeah. Mami and Abina, when I tell you, as you are talking to this person, be careful. You say you don't understand. After convention, you see them following somebody. Be careful. You don't know why I am saying be careful. Reverend doesn't want us to do friendship. I don't want you to do friendship. I don't want to. Your friendship, how will it affect my salary? Kofi, you've done friendship. It means I will not be paid. I'll be paid. Grace, your friendship doesn't affect my salary. Your friendship, does it affect my son? Does it affect my wife? No. If you do your friendship, my wife will not cook in the house. She will cook. So you should understand that it is your own life. Yeah. You see, sometimes you don't see what we see. So instead of you to invest in your flesh, you must learn to invest in your spirit. There is a spirit part of you. I just heard about a boy who died. 8-year-old boy. Who died on the hospital bed. Very bizarre. When the person was telling me the story, I said, it's okay, don't say it again. Very bizarre. invest in your spirit. You will love to go to excursion, but you will never love to buy a Bible and bring it to church. But I've seen so many people entering here, no Bible, because I am not wise. I've made the mistake. A very foolish pastor like me, I've made the mistake and I've collected money to buy a screen and I'm putting scriptures on it. So you walk to church with empty hands. You walk to church without even having a book and a Bible. But none of you go to school without a school bag. Everybody here has a school bag. Including the people in iChurch. They, when you see their school bag, as if they are tourists, they are going for a tour. The bags are heavier. When you look into those bags, one person, so snakes have decided that, look, we are going to invest. How do you invest in your spirit? Number one, develop inner power by having regular quiet times with God. You develop your inner power. How many of you want to develop your inner power? How many of you want to develop your... Give me Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. How many of you want to develop your inner power? You see, if you don't invest your inner power spiritually, you will forever remain carnal. Galatians 6, 8. If she can't do it, you see, because this preacher I'm preaching is, I'm on autopilot. But I can't mention a scripture after 1 minute, the scripture is not there. If she's learning, you wait midweek service, you come and learn it. But if you are preaching on Sunday, she shouldn't do that. For he that soweth to his flesh, you are sowing to your flesh. At your age, you have a cream that when you apply, your body becomes bright. Yes. You are sowing to your flesh. You are bleaching. Yes. You've curled your hair. There's a cream you put in, some smelling, styling jelly. You put in your hair become curves. Chapter 2000, you have some. Easy waves, you have it. All that one, all this thing, it can be found here. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Give me NLT. This thing I'm speaking, most of them have not passed their end of term exam, so they can't understand. Give me NLT. NLT is a good Bible to use. They don't attend good school. The schools they attend, they don't pay school fees. Oh, what is this? Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay. Will harvest was decay and death from the sinful. Give me message. And this is not explaining the thing. This NLT guy, every time he's spoiling my preaches. Go back to King James. Because this thing that this boy is saying, if King James says something, then you people come and spoil it. But he that soweth to the spirit. May you sow to the spirit. Oh, the place is very weak. I said, may you sow to your spirit. Amen. I said, may you sow to your spirit. Yeah. He that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life ever. Look, whatever you are doing, you are sowing. As you have come to church today, you have sown. As you have gone to salute flag. Salute flag. Ghana Armed Forces. You stand on the sun. Then you salute. You go and march. An assembly member will wave his hand. You have sown a seed. Whichever way, we are all sowing seed. Even if you are home today and you are watching television, you are sowing a seed. Yes. So, you are sowing a seed. So, instead of sowing to the flesh, where are we going to sow? To where? To where? The spirit. And you can develop your inner power by having what? A regular quiet time with God. Today in the first service, I'll explain. Today in the first service, we are doing what you call the secret quiet time. It is a time that you spend alone with God. I was explaining to them that the things that are done in public,
don't produce fruits. No. This is why, church, let me preach. The things that are done in public, they don't produce fruits. But the things that are done in private, everybody say private. Ha. Private. You can't hug somebody, then you are pregnant. No. You don't do it like that. If you hug somebody right now, the person will never be pregnant. But all of you know how your parents will tell you that lock the door. All of you know how your parents, they will send you to go and buy bread at Farm Milk Junction. Don't give you transport, you walk. All of you know how you'll be hearing kukuru kukuru in your father and your mother room, but you don't know what is happening. Those things are not done in public. Look at this boy, he's laughing. All of you understand how your parents will come and lock you in your room and throw the key away, or they say, learn. If you come out, I'll slap you. Then you should know that other things are going to happen. Those things are the things that produce fruits. Or do you understand the preacher I'm preaching? Guys, you seem very far from here. Thank you, Solo, for encouraging me. Thank you, Solo. Solo, you understand the preaching? Many bad things are not done in public. No. You see how you are going to steal the fish. You see how you have to look around if everybody is not around. Yeah. So what I'm saying, that the things that make people, if you see a woman who is pregnant, we all know what they've done, but you have never seen them doing it before. It is that daily quiet time between daddy and mommy that produce fruits like this. So look, today you're happy. You're happy. But last week you didn't come to church. Last week you came. You didn't come because you're a big man. You are producing fruits. Are you still here? Or I should close? What I'm saying is that your daily quiet time you spend with God, there are those times that are going to make you into a fruitful Christian. I shared on quiet time this morning. It's on the podcast. You can go and listen. Yeah. Those of you on the page, we've been putting the podcast on the page. Eh? Yeah. Those of you too, that when we put it there, you're not listening to be there. But here, we listen to podcasts, true of us. Yeah. Podcast. Okay, here we listen to. Please, when you come, don't put your hand on the things. Okay. Yeah, don't press. If you see somebody pressing it, knock the person. I give you the chance. Yeah. The people who are, and then the choristers, when you come and sing, don't kneel on the thing like this. Eh? That's not why it will make you sing better. If you bend the song, you bend it. It's not standing by the thing that will make you. It's not Janita who bend the song. It's Janita's, the pool sang with Janita, like Shelly dance. Shelly was, Janita sang well. Clap for her. She sang well. Yeah. Shelly was not singing well. She was, I don't know, she came for rehearsals. Her mind is not here. Do you understand? You develop your inner power by having what? A regular, quiet time. When you wake up in the morning, pick your Bible. Do you understand? And pray and read it and understand. That's why I told you people, give me your Bible. Tell her, give me your Bible. That's why I told you people that get what? Get new living, children's living by this Bible. When you read it, you want, it's not like King James. No, it's not thou oughtn't I shattened we goeth thou.
fallen we, be ye they past they authent. Oh.
Yeah. Even your auntie, who is a medical doctor, she doesn't understand this King James thing. Your auntie, who is a, even me, Reverend, when I read King James, I don't understand. So I say, go and buy Children's Living Bible. Invest in spiritual things.
You come here with a friend is in that Bible, the blue one, how do you call it? New Testament. Yeah, this one. You come here with this one. How will you do well with this one?
How will you? This is like an arm robber who is going to steal and is holding a blade. Blade. Do you know blade? Do you know blade? That if they catch him, you use the blade to cut the people. This is blade. This is blade.
But this is AK-47. Clap for AK-47. Clap for AK-47. Yeah.
Every day you wake up, pick your Bible. Listen to me. Pick your Bible. Penny, do you have a Bible? Pick your Bible and read. You wake up first, you are looking for food. Don't say, hey, I'm telling the truth. Some of you sitting down, you don't have a Bible. You have never woken up and prayed before. Never. The day you kneel by your bedside to pray, that is the day you had a bad dream. That's the day you slept and a certain animal was chasing you. That's the day you slept and you dreamed that you were dead and you were in the coffin. When you wake up, you were sweating all over. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, please. I've come again. Lord, please. I beg you, this is the last time you should make me die in the dream. Father, next time, please, don't let us die like that. In the mighty name of Jesus. That whole day, you won't do bad things again. After that day, you're on your own again. Yeah. To develop your inner power, you must have what you call a regular, everybody say regular, quiet time with God. Don't tell me your family, you do family devotion. What you do, your father, your mother, your three cousins, plus the two armed robbers who came to meet you. That thing you sing. Yeah, that was you. Yeah, what you mean? Oh, in the case. Ah, hallelujah. Then your father, hey, your father, that time is not wearing shirt. Then he said that. Yeah, then, but you see, it's your mother who has the Bible. Your father doesn't have the Bible. Your father will look into the sky. Then he said, Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Then your mother will open. We don't know what is there. Open. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Then your mother will open. Quickly, Matthew 4. You see, because it's your father, he just said the scripture at random. He doesn't know what is there. Matthew 4, verse 3. Yes. Then your mother will open. Matthew 4, verse 3. Then he said, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. So, the bread. This is your father doing morning devotion with you people. The bread is the same as the tempter. Yes. And the tempter is the friend of the person who baked the bread. So, if the tempter, this is your father doing morning devotion with you. As at the time I'm talking, you are sleeping. You are. You don't know what is going on. So then anything your father will say, your mother will say, "Amen," because your mother attends a certain say, "Amen." So when I explain, I say, "Amen." So the tempter and the baker are the same. If thou, you see, because your father, your mother read in King James, so thou. So the thou and the Son of God are the same. Everything your father will say, your mother will say, "Amen." Because your mother, he attends Pentecost. So, "Amen." You see, that's how the Pentecost people, they say, "Amen." Amen is "Amen." Amen. By that time, you and your sister, oh, you are gone, cry, sleeping. So the command the stones. When Bible says stones, It is the stones that we used to build the house. Because anything your father will say, your mother must say, amen. Then your mother will look at, Akwesi, Akwesi, Munyane, why? Dada preach, Munyane. This is the preaching your father is preaching. When you wake up, you told me you have done your quiet time. So, today, as we go out, we must all understand that Matthew 4, verse 3, it talks about the tempter, the bread, and the stones. Amen. Oh, in the case, hallelujah. No, that there's no drum. So they pray. Then they'll say that, go and bath. This is around 5:30. Go and bath, because you are staying in the compound house. So if you don't bath early, there's a certain man that when he start bath, it's not today. How of you stay in a compound house and there are people, when they are bathing, it's not today. Yeah. This thing that your father, your mother, plus your two cousins have done, it's not called quiet time. Quiet time is the time you alone. Madam, what's your name? Eh? Joel. Eh? Joel. Oh! What is your name? She's your sister. When you go see her, she'll give you money. The way is broke, yeah. She's even looking for your money to collect. That thing you have done is called money devotion. However your father preached, I don't know. He said, your mother will say, amen, amen. But the time you spend with God, when you wake up, learn to have a personal, look, that's why I don't like people who write on others. They say, oh, me and Kezia want to come and say hello to you. Why is that you and Kezia have to come? Can you not come? Oh, now Kezia and I, we are planning to come. Kezia and you to come. It's a personal relationship. Oh, I don't want to hear we are coming. Oh, we are, no. Oh, we wanted to WhatsApp you. Kezia and I wanted to WhatsApp. Why is Kezia and you want to WhatsApp? Yeah. You must have a personal relationship with God. When did you call me? Was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday she called me. But she didn't say Prince and I have called. She has called. I'm not sure Prince even knows that she has called. She asked, Pastor, how are you? I said, I'm fine. He said, have you eaten? I said, yeah, I've eaten. I'm going to sleep. Yeah. Show them. But you don't think I eat. By this time, Reverend is preaching. It's in the spirit. Every day, as the time she was calling me, I was saying I want to go and sleep. I was tired. But some of you believe that I don't sleep, I don't eat, I don't wash. It's like from here right now, I'm going to heaven, then I'll come back Sunday morning. You don't think I get sick. Even when I'm sick and I come, you don't even know that I'm sick. Oh, Reverend, he just came. He just drove from heaven and came to. When he closed, he drive back. Just a minty, we ask him. Minty, heavy, minty. Jesus, a chain. Number two. The second way to develop your inner power is to pray. Everybody say to pray. Say to pray. Are you there? Yeah. But the first one, I didn't give you a scripture. Luke 22, verse 43. Luke 22, verse 4. When you have a personal relationship with God, one thing that will happen is that you'll be strengthened. You'll be strengthened. Yeah. If you see any strong Christian, they always have quiet time. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. May you be strengthened in Jesus' name. When you hear a word of prophecy, you lift up your hand and you receive it. I say, may you be strengthened in Jesus' name. Strengthened. There is strength. Strength. Snakes have developed their strength. When you have your morning quiet time, God will send angels to strengthen you. Number two, pray. To develop your inner power,
You must pray. Everybody say you must pray. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. You must pray. Let me tell you. If you are in this world and you don't pray. Some of you thought this thing you say in school. Our Father which art in heaven. You thought it's a prayer. It is not prayer. You are, because even the Our Father, the fetish priest, they say it. Arm robbers all know about it. Are you saying that you cannot wake up at 5 o'clock? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for the life of my family. Father, we are very grateful you woke us up. Lord, I commit the day into your care. As I'm going to school, please send your angels to lead me. Send your angels to guide me. As I go to school and I am at thought, Lord, let me understand it in Jesus' name. You can't do prayer like this in you for 20 minutes. You cannot pray. You see, if you don't learn how to pray now, one day you'll be calling prophets and they'll be buffing you at the seaside. Some of you, that's what your parents go and do. Buff them. Your mother, somebody has put her in basin. They are buffing her. Some prophet, be prophet. It's buffing your mother. When you finish, you put powder here. Put powder here. Holy powder. Sprinkle holy oil on them. Your mother wasn't buffing for you. She to somebody is buffing her. Now, why? Because you have not learned to pray. You must learn to pray. Yes, you must learn to pray. Everybody in this life, even I'm Robertson, when they want to marry, they want to come to the church. They want to do their wedding in church. Yeah, recently I had a call from somebody who is a Muslim. The person told me he want to marry. He's looking for pastor to officiate. Yeah, but he doesn't go to church, but he want to do marriage and he need a pastor. He's a Muslim. So me, I'm there, Reverend. Wedding say me, yes, say 5,000. Was a fin. Was a fin. And to make a wedding free. Obi a uncle man sorry. To make a wedding man free. Share. Yuji ya kuwa ebe kwati. Obi di mechi. Me trap prayers na waka. Amen. Amen. Hey, you people. Yeah. They need prayers. So I will urge you, you must learn to pray. Yes, everybody here must learn to pray. Prayer is something you learn. It doesn't come like that. Do you understand? Yeah. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, edified. How many of you speak in tongues? Lift up your hand properly. You speak in tongues, yes. Some of you don't speak in tongues. You think speaking in tongues is for bishops. No. We can pray for you to speak in tongues. There's that way you come to church, the way you behave. When they are praying, you open your eyes. You are looking around like this. I'm watching everybody. Yeah. You never receive anything from God. Yes. When we are praying, you and your friend are talking. You will never speak in tongues. You will never. You will never. Yeah. From today, when you come to church, don't allow anybody to talk to you when we are doing service. Never. If somebody start conversation, say, be wise as serpent. Be wise. Yeah. Some of you too, during prayer, then you run, then you go and hit the person. The person will change you like, all this behavior, God should make you speak in tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue. Therefore, if you speak in tongues, you can pray for long hours. You know, he that speaketh, he that prophesied edified the church. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. If you are speaking in tongues, you can speak in tongues as you are bathing. You can speak in tongues as you are reading. You can speak in tongues even as they are teaching you in class.
Your friend will say, what are you saying? Oh, as you are going to school, man, some of you, as you are going to school, you are on your father's phone. Let me sound this question to you. None of you, I should see you holding your father's phone again. Never take your father's phone and say that you are playing game on it. The day I see it, then I will slap you. Hey! I'm talking, you are also talking. Foolish boy. I don't want to see any one of you holding somebody's phone. And some of you, people's phone, you are holding it. The reason you don't have a phone is because you cannot afford it. Now, when you hold somebody's phone and it falls, how are you going to repair it for the person? Never use people's things. Father's phone, you have taken it, you are going through his speeches. Are you okay? Your mother has put the phone, somebody has called your mother, then you have picked. It's a bush behavior. It's a bushiatic behavior. You should be ashamed of yourself. You are playing candies there, crying. Never touch your father's phone or your mother's phone again. Or a phone that doesn't belong to you. Yeah. We are teaching you wisdom. You don't want to learn it. You are laughing. Never. We don't hold people's phone. Go and bring my phone. You just hold it like this. Please. I've brought your phone. Some of you ask, somebody's giving my phone. Then you have unlocked it. As you are sitting down here, you know your father's password. You have unlocked it. And some of you go to the extent of deleting things. Do you know what you are deleting? That thing you are deleting, your school fees you are deleting. Hey, man, I've seen some woman on daddy's phone. You are causing confusion. That you are not sensible. You are bringing quarrel. So, brother, what do you want? Amen. Clap for Jesus. Is that I'm giving you wisdom? Yeah. Number three, to develop your inner power, meditate on the word of God. Meditate on what? What is Joshua 1:8 says that? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Meditate. What is the word of God saying? You see, anything you do, ask yourself, what is the word of God saying? What is the Bible saying? This meat I'm about to take, what is the word of God saying? This person I'm going to gossip about, what is the word of God saying? Meditate on it. When you have your quiet time, meditate on it. Hallelujah. And the last thing, protect your heart from evil communication. Proverbs 4:23. Protect your heart from what? Evil. Everybody say evil communication. See, because out of the heart, communication comes from the heart. Evil communication. No, I didn't say Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. You know my scriptures. Proverbs 4:23. You don't hear well? You need hearing it. Hallelujah. Quickly, I'm waiting for the scripture and I will end my preaching. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart. Don't let people pollute you with evil communication. Don't let you go to school, your friend is discussing sex with you about movies they watch and people are having sex and you are smiling. It's called what? There's a movie like that. Korean drama. They see the kiss inside. Oh, yes. Romantic series.
Allow her to confess her sins. Allow her. Okay, drama. See, drama is for which people? China drama. Watch it. Okay, drama, see drama. I didn't know these things. I'm just hearing it. Yeah. And you are here. Look, any filthy conversation is meant to destroy your soul. Filthy conversation. Filthy. May you not be spot. May you develop your inner power. May you master your inner power. May you be good at whatever you do in Jesus' name. Clap your hands for Jesus and stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Everybody, close your eyes. See what I was talking about. Are you singing or you are just humming the song? Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. This song is supposed to be on the screen. Oh. You were the word at the beginning.
You are the word
at the beginning. Lord Most High, hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, I can. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
What a beautiful name it is.
Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Everybody, close your eyes. Jesus, we have come to you once again. And we say, what a beautiful name that you have. Lord, we have learned to master our inner power. Help us to develop it through prayer, through quiet time, through meditating on the word, and also protecting our heart from evil communication. Let your spirit brood over us. As we move from this place and we go home, may we not forget what we have learned. Let your spirit be with us. I commit your children into your care. In this month of March, deliver them from evil. Deliver them from evil. Deliver them from evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.